Perek Sheni, which is a brief introduction to Tefillah. Now he gives a mashal. Be'emet, המתפלל בטעם ובדעת יכול להעיד בעצמו כי לא ירגיש ממה באותו הרגשה ואותו טעם בשתי תפילות. Someone who's davening and their davening is alive, meaning that they're thinking when they're davening about the fact they're standing before Hashem, they will be able to testify and they can tell within themselves that no davening is really the same. Every davening, they're in an emotionally different place, and where they are in their relationship with Hashem then changes from time to time. It's not a repetition. Just like when you have a conversation with someone, then even if you discuss a similar theme to that which you've spoken to them before about, but you've just recently experienced it in a different way and the relationship with them is developing, so you can have a similar conversation with someone again and again. So even here the words are the same, technically the words of davening are the same, but you, the person saying them, are in a totally different place. And therefore your relationship with Hashem davens from time to time. He gives a mashal. Imagine you're traveling on a train and you're looking at the view. Then even if even though the view is the same view, meaning that hill or that mountain that you are looking at is the same mountain the whole time, but nevertheless, it always looks different, because as you're traveling on the train, the mountain hasn't moved, but you're moving. So as you're moving and your view of it is changing constantly, so too, even though you're saying the same words in davening, but your relationship, since you're developing and you are advancing the whole time, your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu advances and continues the whole time. There was once the story of Rav Saadia Gaon. Rav Saadia Gaon was once traveling, and he came to a particular inn, a Jewish hotel. And when he came there, then the person treated him very nicely, very well, but didn't know it was Rav Saadia Gaon. And the next day, the next morning, everyone in the town heard that Rav Saadia Gaon has come to town, so they all came flocking to him to learn Torah by him. And the person who ran the hotel came to beg his forgiveness. And he said, why are you begging my forgiveness? He said, you didn't do anything wrong. Like, you treated me very well. Everything was right. He said, I didn't realize you were Rav Saadia Gaon. If I would have known you were Rav Saadia Gaon, I would have treated you in a much greater way. And Rav Saadia Gaon said that from that day on, he started saying vidui every day. And as Talmidim asked him, why do you say vidui every day? What did you do wrong between, let's say it was mincha time and shachar time? What did you do wrong between mincha and shachar? So you didn't do anything wrong. You were learning Torah the whole time. You were davening the whole time. You didn't do anything wrong. So he said, well, look at the story that happened to me. This individual, he served me perfectly well. He treated me very nicely. But then once he realized that I'm a rabbi, a great rabbi, he felt that the level that he'd served me at wasn't an appropriate level, because he now knew that I'm a great rabbi. And therefore he felt guilty that he'd served me on a lower level than he potentially could have, because he didn't have an awareness of who I was. And that made me feel that my relationship with Hashem is similar. That I serve Hashem fine on the level that I'm aware of Hashem now. So I'm serving Hashem all very well. But then as I grow and as I develop and I recognize all the tov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for me and has done to the world, and the mission that we spoke about yesterday, the mission that Hashem has given me as a Jew in this world, what I'm supposed to be fulfilling in my mission as a Jew, I suddenly realize that what I thought was good yesterday and last year is not really on par with my now understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not really serving Hashem, and therefore I say vidui, I feel guilty. I mean, I couldn't have done better. I can only ever do the level that I'm at that point. But now I feel I wish I would have done more then, and I want to express that by showing Hashem I want to do more. I feel bad that I did what I did until now. I want to move on and advance and do greater good. That's a mashal regarding vidui. And it's a similar concept regarding davening. When it comes to davening, as you grow and as you develop, even though it's the same Hashem, but your understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as you go from tefillah to tefillah, develops and advances. If you're a thinking individual, some people don't think, and then Hashem is the same for them from tefillah to tefillah. But someone who's thinking about their relationship with Hashem and they're learning Torah, then as they grow and as they develop, the relationship what they had with Hashem at mincha time is not the same relationship. It's the same Hashem, but their understanding is deeper, and therefore the relationship is deeper. And therefore, as you're traveling on a train and you're looking at that same mountain, but you're not looking from the same vantage point. So you're looking at it from a new perspective. So too, when you're davening, you're moving. You're moving throughout your life. You're not looking at the world from the same perspective that you did earlier on, because now you've deepened your understanding of Hashem and the world. And therefore, when you come to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you come from a different place. This idea, for someone who doesn't daven, will have no understanding at all. Someone just says the words, but they just kind of switch off when they say the words. They have no understanding of what we just read. Like, what do you mean? It's the same words. It's the same words. But yeah, but it's the same words if you're not thinking. But if you're thinking, then you are a different person saying those words. The expression that you will put in, the relationship you have with Hashem, will be a totally different place. So a non-thinking person will be annoyed with davening and frustrated by davening because just saying the same thing again and again. But a person who's living a life of avodas Hashem, and he's always thinking about Hashem, and he's thinking about his learning, he's thinking where he is and who he is, every time he comes to say a different bracha, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Toratecha, and his Torah learning has developed since then. It's a new level. And he will be in a different place. He won't feel it's boring or repetitive. But he's it's a new topic, it's a new area. It's a new relationship, it's a new level of the relationship. V'myuchad murgash zot b'iyun tefila. V'lo od, ela ha-ma'ayen b'tefilato ro'eh gam skulan nifla'a lehit bagrut lehit kadmut p'nimit timidit. Dafke b'shao tefilotav. If someone looks into his davening, he's thinking about his davening when he's davening. It's not just saying the words on automatic, but it's rather contemplating the words as he's going through. Then he will see a great boost of maturity and advancement in his inner world, dafka during davening. Because it's almost like a meditation of where you're holding in your avodas Hashem. Meaning during the learning time, you're not contemplating what your relationship with Hashem is like, you're just building it, like we spoke yesterday about the example of the learning a language. You're not contemplating what the relationship is like, you're just preparing. And when you're learning Musar as well, then you're getting in information about avodas Hashem. But you're not checking in where you are in the relationship. But then suddenly comes the moment where you meet Hashem and you realize, Baruch Hashem, we've connected very well. Mashallah ma'adavadome. Imagine there's a couple, a married couple, who have had a fight. And they're not talking to each other. And then they're all broigers with each other, each one in their own different places. And then each one of them in their own place wants to make up and reconnect. So they start thinking what they did wrong to themselves. They start thinking what they did wrong, and they start thinking of the positive traits of the other person. They get into the mindset of the other one and try and think, how did they see the situation which just happened? Like, let me get out of my egocentrical perspective and see it from their perspective. And they start doing a whole like mindset and a whole process, and they in their inner world, they've come to understand why there was no need for a fight, and they can rise above the fight. It doesn't need to be a fight anymore. So then that was very good. They did that in a separate room. Now what's going to happen when they actually meet face to face? That's going to be the test. Now you can actually see. So then they come out of their rooms and they're testing the waters. They're not sure. And they give a smile. And then the smile comes back in return. And they go, oh, Baruch Hashem, that work that we did in our private room, each of them, it paid off and now we can reconnect. That's a little bit what it's like. You learn Torah and you learn Musa. You're learning in theory, we can be close. That's what you're learning. When you learn Avodas Hashem, you're learning in theory by learning about Avodas Hashem. In theory, I can have a relationship with Hashem. In theory, I could give a whole lecture on the Jews, the ancient Middle Eastern Jews, Semitic nation, when they would wish to come close to Yud and then Hey and then Vav and then Hey, then the way they would do it was they would say these words and those words. You could do a whole lecture on Avodas Hashem and know all the information about it. But then, does that mean you're close? I don't know. Lav Dafka. You could learn Mesis Yisharim, and you can find nuances in Diyukim Mesir Shalom, and you can tell me where the Mesir Shalom disagrees on Chovos and Vavos on certain points, and very good. But are you close to Hashem because of that? I'm not sure. I don't know. You may or may not be. You've learnt about that. When do you know? When you meet. When you come out of the room. And when you come and meet. And when do you meet? In davening. That's when you meet, because then you're talking to Hashem. And you're seeing, when you're talking to Him, what are you longing for? What are you yearning for? What are you speaking to Him about in the relationship? Ah, now you've met? Now it's a real test of your Avodat Hashem. So your Avodat Hashem is not judged on your level of learning at all. That's your level of intellect. Your Avodat Hashem is not judged based on your learning. Your Avodat Hashem is judged on your davening. And no one in the world knows that except for you. Because no one in the world is able to tap into your mind and your thoughts when you're davening. From the external, it may look to someone on the external like you're davening great and you have a real connection with Hashem. Maybe, maybe not. No one has a clue. It's not about anyone else. Other people can tell where you're holding as far as learning is concerned, because that's external. People cannot tell where you're holding in your Avodat Hashem. That's totally only you in your inner world. So where you come to meet Hashem, and therefore the segula to know where you're holding in your avodat Hashem, is dafka time of davening. Hargashot adiniyot holchot omit ororot. The sensitive, refined emotions are grow and they're awakened. Rushamim dakim shel romamut holchi omit chazkim. And the fine points of upliftment, being uplifted, that you may have heard about in a lecture, and you may have been inspired about in a lecture, how do you know if it's you and it's part of you? Or how do you know if it was a momentary, charismatic speaker who got you carried away? How do you know? You know if you bring it into your daven. If you hear about the Beis HaMikdash, and you're all inspired, and you're singing over Uvnei Yerushalayim, and it's like a great moment of a high and a kumzitz, that's worthless if, when you come to daven, it doesn't come into daven. If when you then come to daven, you're saying Uvnei Yerushalayim with more kavanah, because you feel it now, and you've connected to those ideas, then you see that high that you had in the kumzitz paid off. In other words, you brought it into your inner world. It wasn't just an external emotional high, but rather it was a spiritual high. Because you see, when you come to daven and you meet Hashem, it's with you. You've brought it through with you. If when you're learning, you're davening about your learning, if you see that you're talking to Hashem about the learning, and your learning is real avodas Hashem. Because you're learning and you're connecting to Hashem through your learning, as you see, because you're davening about how your learning is going. Anything you're able to bring into your tefillah and you truly talk to Hashem about it, you've made part of your inner world. And that's how you can tell where you're holding in your avodat Hashem. Wow. Davening is so exciting. Gisha mechudeshet le'emunah holechet or mistamenet. Emunah. What's emunah? Emunah is something which you could be learning external about emunah, and it's disconnected to you. How do you know when your emunah is real? When you're talking to Hashem about a certain point, and you talk it out with Him, kivyachol, you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. If it's a real emotion that when you're talking to Hashem and you connect to it, then you know it's part of your inner world. A person could say bitachon statements, gam zu l'tova, but it's great in theory, external. But if that's when you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what comes out in a natural way, because that's what you're feeling in your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's real. And that's how you can tell all these things if they're real or not real. I'll tell you a very cute story. I have a friend who, his daughter, who's the same age as my oldest daughter, when she was very young, just after birth, then she had to have a very serious operation, which was very critical. And the parents weren't allowed in the room, obviously, when they were doing the operations. They were standing outside the room, in the operating theater, and the wife started crying and crying. And the husband, who's obviously the macho, emunah-filled savior, he says, this is from Hashem, this is the best, gamzu l'tova, it's going to be fine. And she looked at him and said, stop talking rubbish. Al tagid li shtuyot, is in Hebrew. Don't tell me garbage. And then she just went back to her davening, and he was very confused. He said, one second, I'm supposed to be the savior here. And then he realized all his talk was just covering up that he's not really connecting to what's going on. And he's trying to like, what are you supposed to say now? What are the right phrases? What does the Torah say about that? Come to the Torah. And she's saying, I don't want to say this is the Torah. I want to talk to Hashem now. I have an opportunity. My emotions are running high. I love my daughter and I care about how she's doing. This is a moment where you can connect to Hashem in a very deep level. Don't tell me, come to the Torah. Don't tell me, it's fine, it's okay. Pretend that everything's okay with a false bitachon and you'll just get through it. No, I want to use the opportunity to connect. This is the moment to connect. So she connected. And she used tefillah, which is authentic connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that prime moment, and she connected to Hashem. And he was stuck there contemplating, should I daven? Is that the right thing? Maybe it's not emunah if you daven? I should have faith in Hashem and say everything's okay and not daven, because if I daven then it's showing that I don't believe it's going to be good. Like, talk to Hashem in a natural way. So he told us this, he told me this story like years later. 11 years ago, and my daughter's this. He told me to when his daughter, 6 years after it happened. So at that point, he'd already recognized that point, and he'd worked on it, and he'd come to a more natural place of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. And he was like, talking about the process of how he changed. But that was his turning point, where he realized how your tefillah is your real avodat Hashem, and move away from intellectualizing emunah into living emunah. Mi shehu baal seichel navon. This is a quote from Maseiros Yesharim. Whoever has a straight, insightful mind, b'ma'at itbonanut v'simat lev, yuchal likvoa b'libo amitut adavam. with a little bit of contemplation, just pay attention, you can establish this matter in your heart in a deep way. And this point that we're mentioning now is not something where there's a great hurdle and a great accomplishment that you have to arrive at to reach. It's actually something very, very simple. It's just being aware of it. There are some things which you have to put in a lot of effort to accomplish. That could be in learning, obviously. If you want to know the Shakra of Atari Baba Basra, that's going to put in a lot of effort to be able to do that. And also in Avodat Hashem, there are some things which are later on, let's talk about like Precious and Kedusha, which are levels which take a lot of prerequisites that you have to work on and build in order to get be relevant to those levels. But there are some things which are right in front of you all the time and they're very natural to you, but you just are not aware of them. And therefore you don't tap into them. Mashal lemaha davadome. Imagine a person who's suffering financially. And the truth is that his great-grandmother, when she passed away, she left him a lot of money. And they even sent him a letter telling him how to access that, but he never opened that letter. So here he is suffering financially, and he has on his desk a letter, which he has to open it, and it will say, "Dear inheritor, bank code this and this, bring your passport, bring your ID card, and you will get access to all this money, which will solve all of your problems, and everything will be fine." But he never opened the letter. So he's not aware that all that what he's going through is held back. And it doesn't have to be held back. He has the solution right there on the table. So you can see him as a sharm. Sometimes he speaks about things which are for someone who's on a high level. They're much later on in the book. Sometimes he says, this is a very easy thing. All you have to do is recognize that it's in front of you. And he says that about tefillah. The me'atit bonanut. With a little bit of contemplation. With simat lev. Just pay attention. People don't pay attention that they can talk to Hashem. And davening becomes a time when they don't talk to Hashem or do anything else of value. They just meditate. And not spiritually. They just slumber. Nim v'no nim. They're just like kind of in a different world there for a little bit. It's like a waking up period for an hour or so. But they're missing without much effort. Simat lev. Simat lev. Just pay attention. Yuchal likvar b'libo. You're able to establish in your heart, meaning recognize this is a truth. Amitut ha-davar, the truth of this matter, that Hashem is close to you and you can speak. This is Pasha. Karov. Beficha uvavacha lasato. Echu ba v'noseh v'notein imo mamash imo itbarach. You can recognize how it's possible and it's given. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the ability to just speak to Him. Just speak it out. I know you speak it out with friends. You can speak it out with Hashem. It's something which at the beginning feels a little bit awkward. But I'm just going to speak. In the air. What does that mean? Just speak. But he doesn't answer me. Truth is that he does answer once you stop paying attention. Not answer in the way of, yes, Tzvi, this is the... He doesn't answer in that way. But the more you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you have a sense of clarity of the right path you're supposed to be taking. And he answers you in that way. You have a sense of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will for you is. You get tuned into a more authentic, genuine, real path that you should take. You have a sense of, this is what Hashem would want. Obviously, you have to learn as well to know the Hashem's will. You can't just daven without learning and then guess what Hashem wants. You have to be learning at the same time. But through davening, you get an inner sense of, this is the correct thing to do and this is what Hashem wants from me. If you don't daven, and obviously I'm not talking about saying the words in shul, but if you don't daven, meaning talking to Hashem, you won't necessarily have that sense. You'll be guessing, maybe this, maybe that, let's see what happens. Sometimes people go and ask rabbis from an unhealthy place. There's a healthy place of asking rabbis and there's an unhealthy place. Sometimes people go and ask rabbis from an unhealthy place because they just don't want to think. They don't want to think. What should I do? I'll ask the rabbi. But one second, there are some things which you should ask rabbis about. Some things you should have to realize you, who you are. What Hashem wants from you. Think about it. I'll just go ask the rabbi. The Mitzvah Sham is saying here, it's very easy. Once you get past that block of, what, speak to Hashem? What does that mean? Just speak to Him? Just talk to Hashem? It's such an easy thing to do. It's so easy. It's so natural once you started doing it. That you'll just find yourself talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a most given and natural way. And the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will develop pla'im. I say that in English. Unbelievably. Wondrously. Doesn't work as well in English. Pla'im. The exponential growth that you will have in your service of Hashem, once you start speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a natural way, is incomparable. Incomparable to someone who's talking about Emuna from an external place and talking about Hashem instead of talking to Hashem. It's just funny thing. People talk so much about Hashem and not to Hashem. ולפניו הוא מתחנן, before Hashem you're pleading. ומתור מבקש, and when you request, you're requesting from him. והוא יתברך, מאזין לו. And when you come to this awareness, with a simple paying attention, you'll be aware that Hashem listens to you. That Hashem cares about you, he's responding. ומקשיב לדבריו, כאשר ידבר איש על רעהו, just like a friend listens to you. ורעהו שומע ומקשיב עליו. I just want to say one more thing and we'll pause there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built us an innate need to talk things through. It's innate. Men are a little less than women. Women have an ability to talk without gvul. But even man, male, have a need that when something's weighing on them, or alternatively, when they have something exciting in their lives, either negative or positive, they have a need to find someone to go and share it with. Something's weighing on a person, they feel they want to let it out, they find someone to talk to. Who can I tell this to? Who can I talk about it with? That's one side. Or something amazing happened, very exciting, you have this need, I want to go and share it with someone, share the good news. That need that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man innately was given to us in order to relate back to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us that at a time when we're going through a tzar, that we'll daven to him, mitchanen lefanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us that when we're having a time of joy, that we'll have hoda'ah to Hashem, and we'll thank him and praise him. Now it's not a bad thing at all to do with people as well. In fact, the Korban Todah was designed in a way that not only would you thank Hashem, but that you would thank Hashem before masses of people by bringing everyone together to eat the Korban with you together, so that you would share the good news and share with other people too. And Shlomo HaMelech tells us that you're encouraged to share negative things that you're going through, because by sharing with them it takes off the burden. It releases the burden by sharing with other people. So it's fine and healthy to share negative and positive things with other people, but don't let it lose the design of what it was given for. It was designed for you to talk to Hashem. When you're going through something painful, as well as speaking to someone else, recognize that the goal is to talk to Hashem about it. You can do that in your official prayer, at Shema Koleinu, before you L'Ratzon, or if it's specific to a bracha, you can do it within your own words, in the middle of the bracha, in the middle of Shemona Esrei, if it's a relevant topic, it's Parnasa or Refuah, in each bracha, the Shulchan Aruch writes, in each bracha, not just before the word Baruch, but in the half a sentence before that, but you've already started the blessing and you haven't got to the word Baruch yet. You're the half a paragraph before. At that point, you're allowed to say in your own words whatever you want to, which is relevant to that topic.
And before Kiyamur
Kehan. Okay, yeah. Not just before the word Baruch, before the phrase just before that. Or in Shema Koleinu, or before Yud Ratzon, you can freely speak to Hashem. Freely. And He gave you that inner need, the innate need, so that you will. And everything in the word of Hashem depends on that. Not everything. The access point depends on that. Meaning Torah builds you behind the scenes. Learning Emunah builds you behind the scenes. But the access point, where you actually then relate to Hashem, where you come out of the room and you face Him and you speak to Him and you smile at each other, that's through the tefillah. That's where you connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you haven't done this yet, then Avodah Hashem seems like a foreign world. The idea of closeness to Hashem seems like something lofty and disconnected. Once you start doing this, even if you haven't got a great wealth of knowledge behind you, just think of like a Sephardi Safta. Maybe even Ashkenazi Safta, but from a generation in the year before that. One generation before. We're a bit off in the generation. Sephardim still kept it another generation. They didn't have Torah with them, necessarily, but they had this. They had their free ability to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their emunah was much deeper than any Rosh Yeshiva who knows Torah much better in this generation, but doesn't necessarily have this same level. Of course, there are Rosh Yeshiva who have both, but of course. But this is emunah. This is tefillah. This is the purpose of tefillah. If you have this, you have everything. Shalom.